Thank you for calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, etch, or theft protection claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
We are experiencing a period of high call volume. For faster service, please visit our online claims portal. Vehicle owners, please visit www.nsdmc.com/member-claims to check the status of your claim or to upload your supporting documents. To repeat this option, press the pound key. Dealerships, please visit www.nsdmc.com/producer-claims to file a new claim for tires, wheels, key replacement, or glass repair. You may also check the status of your customer's claims or upload your supporting documents. To repeat this option, press 1. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
I'm holding on for the next available representative.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the claims department. My name is Ro. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Yvonne Thomas. Now, I have a problem. They can't find something, but I got the insurance claim on the phone. And we wanted to know what's the email address that you can email my something to you all so y'all can come get you off the side of that.
All right, so I'm having a hard time hearing you sound very muffled, so I'm not catching anything that you're saying.
I know, because my phone, I wish I could have put y'all two on the same line. Hello, ma'am, what am I asking him for? She said, since you all are having difficulty locating my account, she needs, say that again, the account number. She's going to send over the contract, email it to you all so she can, y'all can send me out a roadside service, a driver, to come get me off the side of the highway, off the middle of the highway.
Okay, so our email is GC, G as in girl, C as in cat.
Wait, you got to start over and go slower because I'm trying to talk on two phones to get her. What you're telling me. Now,
okay.
Start now, sir.
It's G as in girl, C as in cat.
G as in girl, C as in cat.
At nation.
At nation.
Safe.
Safe.
Drivers.
Drivers.
.com. And drivers has an S at the end of.
And drivers has an SS index. And she's going to send the contract over to you all so you all can send me out a roadside petition. Okay, don't hang up, sir. What else they need?
This isn't the roadside service. This is the claims department. And we don't send out dispatches.
I'll just come ahead and email it over.
Okay, she emailing it to you now. What was she saying, sir? Hold on, lady.
This isn't the dispatch department. This is the claims department.
He said this is the claims department. The previous person that was on the line sent us over to you to get this figured out because they don't see my contract. So she's still sending from Insure One the contract over to you all. To send out roadside assistance because I do have it. I do have a service. And I need you to hold on till you get it so you can tell me you get it so I could tell her that you get it.
Unfortunately, we're not the ones who get the emails. Processing is the ones who get the emails.
Is processing in the building where you're at?
No, processing isn't in the with us.
So if they processing over there to you, how am I gonna get service?
Can you spell out your first and last name for me? Maybe I can pull up a policy.
Okay, he's gonna try to pull up the policy. My first name is Yvonne, E-V-O-N. My last name is Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. My address is 5035 South East End Avenue, Apartment North, 2314, Chicago, Illinois, 60616.
All right, what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
My vehicle is a 1999 Chevy Malibu.
All right.
White, four-door.
And a good callback number for you, just in case we get disconnected, Yvonne.
773-715-3629.
All right, I do thank you for that information. So I'll be more than happy to assist you with this. So I do have your policy up in front of me. I'm not sure why they say they can't locate the policy. Let me see.
Well, ma'am, yeah. He found the policy. So can you send me out a tow truck to come take me?
I won't be able to send out a tow truck. I'm not sure why they can't locate the policy.
He said he can't send out no tow truck. He's not sure why they can't locate the policy.
So they actually... They ask you for the member number,
but
the plan letter. I can provide you with the correct information.
He said he could provide me with correct information.
What's the correct information?
He said, what's the correct information?
All right, so the member number will be D as in dog, A as in apple.
You got to slow down. I told you I'm talking to her, too. The number is D as in dog. What else?
A as in apple.
A as in apple.
136.
136.
387.
387.
30.
30.
And the producer.
Is that the member ID? That's what we gave to the lady. That phone
right.
Number, she says she got to see the policy.
All right, and the producer code is 168.
The producer code is 168.
19.
19.
And the plan letter is N as in Nancy.
And the, what's you say number? The
plan letter.
The grand, yeah, is N as in Nancy.
And what number did you guys contact for dispatch?
Can you transfer us back? Transfer back to which one? Dispatch.
And what is the
and
number?
Let them know that it's correct. What is the who?
Telephone number that you guys contacted.
What's the number that we contacted?
All right. I'm not sure why they're saying they can't locate the policy. The policy been at F1.
Well, since you can locate it, can you send me a tow truck to get me off the expressway?
Unfortunately, I can't. I don't have access to send out any type of tow trucks, but I'll be more than happy to get you over. I'm not sure why they're saying they can't locate this policy, but I'll be more than happy to get you back over to the dispatch department, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Do you have any
he
other questions?
He said he's not sure why she can't find.
Was able to locate it, provided me with the same information that we have that she just passed the driver out to you.
Yes.
So hopefully we've done some preservatives and able to go ahead and open that up.
Okay. In the event that they can't do it or something, can you just send me a tow truck and I'll just take the bill?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Received is the best number to contact you on. We show your number being 561-226-3600. If this is correct, press 1, else press 2 to update. Please enter your 10-digit phone number. You entered 7 7 3 7 1 2 3 6 2 9. If this is correct, press 1, else press 2 to update. Please enter your 10-digit phone number. You entered 7 7 3 7 1 5 3 6 2 9. If this is correct, press 1, else press 2 to update. Please enter. Invalid entry. Please enter your 10-digit phone number.
I'm not going to keep it in my phone number. I did it 3 times. 1, 2.
You entered 7 7 3 7 1 5 3 6 2 9. If this is correct, press 1, else press 2 to update. Thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. In order to provide emergency service, it may be required for you to have your producer code, contract, policy, or member number and plan letter available. You may otherwise be required to pay cash for the service and submit your receipts for reimbursement consideration. For the fastest possible service, we can send you a text message that allows us to find your location using your phone's GPS technology. Completing the online form included in the text message will expedite your service. Press 1 to agree to be contacted and located by your phone's SMS text messaging service. All carrier text and data messaging rates apply. Please wait for a text message from our emergency dispatch team. Press 1 once you've received the text message, so we can provide you the fastest service possible. If you do not receive a text message in the next 2 minutes, press 5 and we will resend to you the message. This may expedite the process. If you do not have a smartphone, please press 2, and your call will be answered by the next available agent. Please hold for the next available dispatch coordinator.
Hello.
Hello,
you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is John. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes. I guess it's...
Okay, and are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Am I who?
I said, are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay, just 1 second then, please. I'm just trying to get my computer to come up and running again. It'll be just a second. Okay, I'm just going to put you on a quick hold while I take care of this. I'll be right back.
He put me on hold while he tried to fix his computer.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I apologize for that. My computer was acting up a little bit, but I do appreciate your patience with me. You've reached emergency roadside assistance, etc. Are you requiring roadside assistance?
Yes, I am. We are requiring roadside assistance. Hello,
gotcha.
Ma'am.
Okay. I'm still here, if you're talking to me.
Okay, I'm talking to them. I have the lady from Insure on the spot on the phone because you all couldn't find me. So I'm talking to her
okay.
I'm talking to you.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, can I have your first name, please?
Yvonne, E-V-O-N.
All right, and now can I have your last name, please?
Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
Okay, Yvonne Thomas, got it. And now, could I get a good phone number from you to that you could be reached at for today's service?
773-715-3629.
Okay, and I'm just going to repeat that to make sure I have the proper number. 773-715-3629?
Yes.
Correct? Okay. And would you be willing to receive mobile text updates from the provider with their ETA and contact information?
Yes.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. Okay. Now, Yvonne, now if you wouldn't mind verifying, can you, because I do believe I have your policy in front of me, could you please verify the complete address on your policy?
5035 Southeast End Avenue, Apartment North, 2314, Chicago, Illinois, 60615.
Right on. And now can I have the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
1999 Chevy Malibu.
Righto. And can you tell me the color of your vehicle?
White, four doors,
White. Right on. Okay. And what seems to be the issue with your vehicle today?
It keeps cutting off.
Okay. Okay, and so you're going to need a tow, I imagine?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is your car in a parking lot, or is it in like a parking garage?
No, I'm on the side of the express.
Okay, I got you now. Will the car shift into neutral?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And now, is this service request the result of an accident?
No.
Okay, and righty, so there we go. Just one second. And yeah, I assume since you're on the side of the expressway that your keys would be in your possession?
Yes. I'm in the car.
Okay, and you'll be there when they come for the car?
Yes, because I have three other passengers with me.
Okay. Do you have another means of transportation? Because I'm pretty sure that the provider will not be able to take any more than one, if he would be able to take any at all.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, good. And now let me see. Okay, so just bear with me here. Okay, do you have your location presently?
Yes, I'm going towards south. I'm headed south, and I'm right here by the Madison Street, East Washington Boulevard, and West Rudolph, Randolph Street. I'm by exit 51B, 51C, and 51D, where the Jackson Boulevard ramp is closed, the Adams Street ramp is closed, use Monroe Street.
Okay, what is the what's the highway number?
Is it like 94 East? Yeah.
Okay, you said though that you were heading southward.
Yeah. I'm heading
I thought you said you were heading south, that was all.
Yeah, I am facing south. I'm not on the north, going west. I'm on the south side of the expressway.
Understood now. Thank you. All right, just bear with me here for 1 minute while I locate you. I'm not from the area, so it takes a little while.
Okay, I'll bring the thing to oil because my light is flashing. The check engine light is flashing.
They
might just need to... No. Okay.
They don't bring oil with them, no.
Okay. No, I thought this was another
car. All right, so you're in Illinois, correct?
I'm in who?
You're in Illinois, correct?
Yes, I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
Right on. Okay. I'm just looking for the I-94 now in my list. Okay, there we go. And you're at exit 51, you said?
No, I said exit 51B is in front of me. It's 1/4 mile. West Randolph Street is 1/4 mile in front of me. I haven't made it up that way to that yet. I could try.
Okay. This 1 second now. 51B. Okay, I've located that one now. Okay, you're on the I-94, traveling south. Alrighty. Exit 51B. So 51B is just ahead of you, is it?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just allow me a couple more minutes here. I do apologize for the delay, but it just takes my takes me a little longer to find places I'm not familiar with. Okay, I-94. Okay, I'll just give me a couple of minutes here. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold now while I find you, and then I'll come right back on the line. Just a couple of minutes, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
Jones, what you say when you bring the antifreeze? And it's a small, stupid antifreeze. Yeah. Not in the engine anymore. That oil, because my oil thing is not due.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Okay, I am sorry for taking that time. I just had a little issue finding your location, but I have it now. And now I just need to know where it is that you want your car to go to.
Okay. 5035 South East End Avenue in the back where the park's at.
So,
or in the front, depending on where the park's at. But I'll be with him to tell
us. You want to go to your home address?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Your home address? Okay. Oh, shit.
Don't put me on. Okay.
Okay. I have all the information I need. Okay, let me see. Now, your coverage is for $50, but it may cost more for the service. I'll have to find out from the provider. Now, what way would you be willing to pay the overage?
How much is the overage? You got to let me know, because I might not have that on you. Because I have it on the side.
You got
it.
Okay. You give me a couple of minutes, and I'll find out for you, okay?
Okay.
I'll call up a couple of providers and get your price, and then I'll come right back to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Get them over there. Now I try the oil thing. Tony, you gotta piss on yourself or open the two doors and pee over there. You gotta stop drinking and ignoring. You should have went when we was at the house. They don't make boys on.
No, they don't.
You say that to me. I don't know what.
I thought you said you wanted out.
Oh, I did. I want him to get them people over there to go get take him to get some oil. Jarvis, go get me 2 quarts of oil.
Come in, Jarvis.
Have him take you to the gas station and tell him to
hold it up and use your fab if you have to. And I'll give you that clean.
That's the state trooper.
He ain't got no oil. Just tell him to go take you to get 2 quarts.
No, I just spoke to you.
Tony, close your door, please. Close your door. You letting all be the old you. Just let just sit down, relax. I know you got a
piece.
Yes, you do. You keep saying that. When they be open up them two doors,
I'm good.
I was gonna go like.
You want me to open the trunk?
I'm trying to see that, Joyce.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Hello. Okay, yes. I have a provider, and he said he can do it for $140 out of pocket, and he'd be there in 90 minutes.
Oh, no, I don't have $140. You got to stick. Tell him to come take me to the gas station, do you? The nearest one. That'd be in my 50.
Say that again.
Okay. Could you hold on 1 minute? The state trooper is here.
I was trying to get this guy to take me to the gas. Can you come take me to the gas station?
Right now,
hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. You want?
Yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
I need him to come take me to the nearest gas station for $50. You know, my 50. You say my 50 is covered. How far can I go with my 50?
Not very far, to be honest.
Yeah.
Probably a couple of miles.
Okay, that'll be fine. Take me to 31st Street, nearest gas station.
Okay, I'm just going to have to let this guy go because it's setting it up for your home address. Okay, so just bear with me.
Okay, take me to, because see, once I get to the gas station and put the oil in there, because it's out of oil, I need some oil, then I could turn my car on because my car starts up. So where's the nearest gas station?
Okay.
That'd be $50, right? That'd be in the
right? I'll have to find out. I'll have to find out, my dear. I can't guarantee you at the moment, but... if you would determine where you want to go what gas station you want to go to while I'm talking to this gentleman, I'll come back on and I'll find out what we can do for you, okay?
I'm going to the Western News gas station.
Right, and if you know which one that is, I'll get that information from you when I come back. I just have to release this provider.
Me gas station near me. Yeah. Well, hurry up so I can give him the address because he's trying to charge me $150 to take me, $140 to take me home. Extra. So that's
$200. Hello?
He ain't on there, man. He put me on hold.
Be careful, don't have to talk. Yeah, but before you take your car down, then they gonna wanna pay. I could paddle back and forth, but I just got to get up off this highway.
So we just got to reach the gas
station. Gas station. 31st.
Y'all know how to get there? 31st. Let's go
gas station on 31st. We got a BP right
here. So open those two doors, watch your ass down there in peace.
There's a BP right here now.
What is it?
Yeah, I got one on Cornell Avenue. 5048 South Cornell Avenue.
That's all the way by the house. That's still
5048?
Yeah, 50. What about the one right up here on this expressway?
I don't want to see it.
Hello.
Yes. Hello?
Okay, did you come up with a gas station? Hi, did you come up with a gas station?
Where the gas station at?
What was the name of that street again? You said West, and I couldn't make out what you said.
Division. West Division.
Could you spell that? West Division.
D-I-V.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, 1334 West Division Street. Okay.
No, don't do that.
She should make it catch. And she makes it.
Stay right here.
Okay, I'm just. Okay, even taking you there, it's going to be over the $50.
Well, where can you
okay,
take me?
Okay, I can't
where
wait.
Can you take me?
I don't know, my dear. I think that it's going to all be over that because just to hook it up is at least 60. But I can find out for sure. Okay.
Okay, well, ask them, can you bring me some oil for $50? Within my budget, you know, within the thing. Not that.
Okay, I don't know that they would. I don't know that they would be able to bring you oil. I will find out how much that would cost.
Okay.
Okay,
okay,
I'll be right back.
Within the 50. Okay, thank you. And I'll pay for the oil. Okay, yeah, give me two quarts of oil.
Yeah.
I am, but I got to pull over some more. Yeah, we should have been on what we had to go. That's the next driver's chance there. Yeah, because he died. Then I'd have been right at home. You could have walked down there. Somebody else instead of getting up in his own shit. Check. That's what I call it. She had enough. She needs to work. So now I'm going to put her down and wait until it's summertime and get it fixed. And then, house, don't ask me what you got me, but that's why I was following you back to see what was wrong.
I didn't know
that. Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to call you back. I got insurance spot. They full of shit. I never used that insurance spot. They talked about first, they said I did somewhere in Indiana, Michigan.
Go down,
hello. Then they couldn't find my policy. That's why I'm finna go get Jarvis to get some oil and go in here and see if that has started up. At least get me home because it will start. So I'm off the expressway now. I'm right here on
Hawthorne.
Okay. Oh. Come on, Jane. I'm gonna go home. I'll call you back. I told you don't ask me no questions. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Yes, Jane. Man, you gotta have a call. And then back. Yeah, that's what I said. I'm going to call the right person. But she's ready to call me too. They be telling me I'm calling. We're going somewhere to stop. Yeah, I was just returning your call. I was on the other line, so now I'm calling you back. Bye. Call me later. You call on me to call my answer now. I sent you a text telling I'll call you back. Bye. She didn't work. I don't know. I'm in the car with you. If you ask me one more question, I'm going to stop you. I don't know where people at. I'm sitting here. I just got off of the expressway. Thank you, God. This man put us on hold and ain't came back to the phone yet. I need to know what street is that up there. Don't stop me. Don't keep it home. I think it's been fun. You know, old clocks start up in the house. Leave it there and make like I ain't had no car until I get some money to fix it up and see what's wrong. It's so beautiful.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Hello.
I've been calling around at... Hi, and nobody... I don't have anybody on our list that would be able to do it for $50. It's all over that. The cheapest rate I got was...
Pardon me? Need to call back the insurance company. Because, see, my insurance company is $50. That's how much they say.
Yes.
That's my deductible.
Yes.
So anything, let me ask you this. Okay. If they charge me $100, you'll send the bill to the insurance company? Because that's what
well,
the lady
what it,
said.
How it
this,
go,
you know,
yeah, what you would need to do would be you would need to pay the difference and then you take
no,
your
that's
receipt
what I'm
from
talking
them.
About. No, I'm talking about y'all take the difference you bill the insurance company. Do y'all do that?
Yes. And
because
like,
I
like
told
I'm
the
saying,
lady from the beginning I didn't have no money on me. She said, oh,
right.
No, you're covered. She said, just tell you all to bill them.
Well, I can't do it
I'm
that
asking.
Way. I'm not able to do it that way. I can only give you the numbers they give me and... What would be required would be for you to pay the extra amount of money and save your bill for, and then submit it with your insurance people for reimbursement consideration.
But you're not understanding me. I don't have it.
I understand you.
I'm just saying
that what I'm able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to tell you to save your receipts because you would need to pay the amount with them. Now, if you want to call your provider, maybe they would be able to make other arrangements for you. But
I'm just saying, think she could just tell you to bill them? That would be okay?
Unless she called our customer service line and got the clearance that way, I don't have the authority to go forward with that idea.
Well, it just took me almost 3 hours just to get in contact with you all because you all didn't have you all didn't have the
policy, like I said,
the
number
and all that. That's been
sitting
here.
And I'm sorry for that. I really am. But
I
don't have the authority. Okay, I'm sorry for your predicament, but I do not have the authority to make other arrangements like you're suggesting that your agent could do. If she wants to call the customer service line, they may be able to help her.
Okay, and you all don't have enough policy. Hold on.
I don't have the...
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
Okay. I can't. I'm off. I don't know what to do. I'm so disgusted with this. I'm off the expressway now. I'm close. I'm right here. Is that Houston? Mm-hmm. I'm on Houston and what side street is this? I'm on Houston and...
It's Houston and what?
Go walk up there and look on this side to see what street is. Okay, and I'm going to give you another address and you see if you could give me from there how much would it be. Because the closer I get, the less it be, right? Okay.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, so don't hang up because I might make it. I'm trying to get some oil from this corner thing. If I get some oil and get closer down. But she's going to see what street I'm on now. And then. But I know I'm on horses. I came off that expressway. That was a dangerous situation to wait for 90 hours.
Randolph, 146.
I'm on Houston and Randolph.
800 Street.
Houston is 800.
Oh, okay.
I'm on Randolph and Houston. Hello.
Hi, 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, you're at Randolph and Halstead?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, one second.
And I want you to check 47 in Halstead. How much would it cost me to get from 47 in Halstead to my house?
Okay.
That's
just
not that
one
far.
Moment.
Okay. I'm just letting you know why you were going there.
Okay. We got Halstead and we got Randolph. Okay. And you want to know how much it would be to go to your home address?
Yes.
Okay.
From here and Randolph, on Randolph and House, and then I want to know how much would it be if I go from House, from 47 and House to my house. Because I'm going to make it down House.
Okay, so what are you asking me? If you can go from where you're
What's
at now
price?
To your home address?
Yes.
From where you're at to your home
That's
address? Okay. Let me see
and
what I can
the
come
second
up with
address,
for you.
I want you to know. Okay, in the second address, I want you to do 47 and Halstead to my house.
Okay, which one? We can only do one, so which one do you want?
I want both of them because I'm having a problem with cash money. I'm out, you know, I left out my house not knowing that the car was going to break. So I don't have no money
okay.
on me, and my car was amplified. So
I would appreciate
if you could help me out with both of them.
I'd love to help you both, but my system will only allow for one stop. It will not give me two.
Okay, do one at a time then. Do one first and then do the other one.
I'll see what I can do.
Because you
One
know
second.
The people that's in my car. Okay, I got patience. The people that's in my car, you
okay.
know, they're on the bus, and you can't put them in the toll. So I have to at least try to get to, you know, a bus
okay.
stop for them.
Okay,
you know,
I'll
you
see what I can do.
Only
one moment.
One person. Okay,
yeah,
I'll
one,
hold on.
One
I'm
second.
Not there. It ain't like I'm going nowhere.
I'm not real bad.
Over there, driver just saw me. See, they didn't catch the bus to Chicago down there. Yeah.
They gone?
Yeah. That's what he was calling, telling me. They were catching the bus down there.
Hello. Hello? Hello?